bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. David Ewing, I work for Renishaw in the additive manufacturing products division. I'm a marketing engineer. Between us, we've designed and manufactured the world's first 3D printed bike in titanium.
Now those words, 3D printed bike, might confuse. Without needing a PhD in some form of science, what does it mean? How does it work? How do you create this?
You start off with a very thin layer of powder, then you melt that powder that you need for that particular slice of the object, a fraction of a millimetre, about half the thickness of a human hair, and you keep building it up layer by layer. The bike was about 8,000 layers, so it took 3.5 days.
This is a rideable, functioning bike.
We built the frame. We get a lot of questions. How did you build the tyres?
Okay, we'll allow you some leeway not to have to print the tyres then.
Thank you very much. So yeah, the frame is solid titanium metal. It's one of the strongest, lightest metals available. We've ridden it up in North Wales, tested it off-road.
Is this something that soon an avid mountain bike fan would be able to walk into a shop and purchase?
Probably not, just at the moment. It's not your average Halfords piece of kit. It's hard to calculate how much it costs. It's a one-off, so it's priceless, really. But, you know, who knows, in 10, 20 years' time, there could be a situation where you design your bike on the internet, send it away and get it printed a few days later.
So now we need to be snapping up domain names, designyourbike.com or something like that, do we?
Yeah. We'll take 50-50 on the profit on that, if you like. This is our prototype area.
So was it in this room that this bike came to life?
Yeah, it was this machine just here.
Oh, so this is the bike. That feels quite light to me. How much does this weigh?
It is light. The whole bike frame is about 1.4 kilos. It's all the titanium pieces you can see there.
This almost looks like an oven door, and inside you can see an oven.
Very much like an oven. We actually heat it up to 200 degrees, so the laser's heating up to, you know, a couple of thousand degrees.
The last time that I sat on a bike was the kind of bike that's strapped safely to the ground in a gym class, as opposed to
spinning, anything
like that. Am I able to have a go?
Yeah,
see if I can get on it.
Yeah.
So the bike's obviously set for somebody less vertically challenged than I am. I've had the saddle adjusted.
Take it outside.
Should we wheel it outside?
Yeah.
So have a go. The question is, can I get on it? Could I maybe give you the microphone?
Yes.
I think I'm too short.
If we knew you were coming, we could have 3D printed you on the right size.
A short person bike. I don't think I can. I don't want to ruin your bike. Okay.
Do you want me to have a ride of it?
So we've decided that I am too short to ride the world's first 3D printed titanium bike. However, Dave, you're a good few inches taller than I am. Do you want to have a go? Okay, he's on. So you're riding the bike.
Feels exactly like a normal bike, yeah. Cycle off into the sunset now.
Enjoy the sunshine in stone.